What are some threats then that make researchers feel desperate enough to do some of those things? Well, the pressure to publish. As you know, most universities require that their faculty publish. They do monitor that every year. They talk to you about it every year. They have ways of measuring how effective you're being. Okay, so there's this pressure. Tenure decisions are based upon it. And so what happens is that people will publish the same article more than once. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, you can't do it. Can't put it in this journal and then put it in that journal. When I was editor of LSHSS, Language, Speech, and Hearing Services in Schools, we caught a person doing that. They were trying to publish this in a Vietnamese journal, or I think it was Korean maybe, and in an American journal, because the Korean journal would not have any exposure outside of Korea, so they wanted more people to see it. Well, if you want more people to see it, then you don't publish it in the Korean journal. Interestingly, one of my reviewers happened to be reviewing for both journals, and she found out that they had done that. Okay? Well, we didn't review that paper. So you can't repeat things repeatedly. Now, you will occasionally see an article show up in a book, but it will be very clearly stated that this is, you know, published. They've got the copyright issues taken care of. Okay? But you don't publish something over and over again. The other thing people do is what's called a least publishable unit. LPU is what we call it. And what happens is you take one project and you report part of it, and then you add just a little bit more and report it again, and add just a little bit more and report it again. You can't do that either. Okay? So you don't want this repeated publications. Where I run into this is that a lot of times we get asked to write book chapters, and our research isn't exactly done. So you don't want to take on the chapter until your research appears in print in a journal article. And we'll talk about why that's important. It needs to be peer reviewed. Once it's in a journal article, then I can report about it in a book chapter. You don't ever want to put data in a book chapter. Okay? So that repeated publication, you got to watch for that. Another thing is honorary or incomplete authorship. They're really coming down on that now. This is the papers that have 17 authors on them, okay, or even five. I mean, come on, how could everybody contribute to that paper? So what they're asking you to do is to say what part you did. What was your role? You can't just put your major professor on there because he or she's your major professor. They have to play a role and do something. So that's an ethical issue. Fraud. That's just making stuff up. People do that. Okay? They make up data because it's pressure. It's not going cold fusion, I think, is the most recent example. And that's probably, it's in the last 10 years, but you were younger and probably didn't pick it up. But they were having fusion in cold environments, which is hard to have happen. And they fabricated the data. And when people went back to replicate it, they couldn't replicate it. Okay? So that's fraud. Those people get in trouble. Plagiarism. Okay? Every time you're using a direct quote, you need to have a quotation marks around it and the source. If you're going to use somebody else's idea, you need to attribute it to them. Okay? That's why I want you to stay away from taking things out of your introduction and literature reviews of paper, because the chance of committing plagiarism is so great at that point. That's their person's opinion. We'll talk more about this, but that's what they're writing. It's difficult for you to put it in another way. And even if you reword it, you still need to cite them as this came from them. So here's some, you know, real threats that we have.